And I'm joined now by cricket legend Jonathan Agnew. He's out here at the front of the ground signing a couple of copies of his book. Jonathan, yesterday we saw the debut of Ashton Agar. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, to come out, it wasn't so much even the runs that he scored, but when he came out, they lost 5 wickets for 9 runs. Obviously mayhem in the dressing room. So for a young lad to come out at the age of 19 and bat like that was remarkable. I mean, he is not a number 11. I think we probably accept that, but he'll be an Ashes folklore. We've been talking about him for years. To come out in that situation and bat like that was absolutely astonishing.
So we've got Cook and Peterson in at the moment. Do you think all of England's hopes align with them?
No, but it's important they start well. The first hour, we always say the first hour of a day is always important. They'll be pleased that the cloud and the mist has burned off. But they've got a lot of batting to do. I mean, England need to bat for, well, all day if they can. There's no time limit on them, is there? So they just want to bat and bat and bat. And it might not be the prettiest of days today. But then in a test match, you've got to sometimes do that to set it up. So England will just be very happy to score, chug along, 2.5 and over, bat the day.
Have you had a chance to get out and have a look at the wicket yet this morning?
Not this morning. I've been a bit busy today. But I don't expect it to change that much. I mean, it was pretty dry anyway. So it'll get drier and drier, the bounce will get lower and the ball will spin some more, I'd have thought.
OK, fantastic. And last question, I guess. Yesterday we had the Geoffrey Boycott bingo cake. Anything ever been like that before?
We've had all sorts of things. Had a very nice pair of ladies' breasts once a few years ago. We've had pairs of shoes, animals. I mean, we have everything. But no, the Boycott bingo cake was a new one. The sad thing, I didn't know who made it. So we need to identify the chef. But it was Geoffrey had his slice anyway.
Thank you very much.
Okay, pleasure.